Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next hour here on The Cube, 88.9 FM. In today's show, I will talk with Claude Charron. In the first half hour, Claude is the president of the Borough of Lennoxville, and today he will be talking about Friendship Day 2025, happening in Lennoxville on June 7th this year. I will also have lots of community event announcements in the first half hour. In the second half hour, I will be talking with Ross Murray, well-known columnist and author here in the townships. Today he will be talking about the May issue of the Township Sun. He is the guest editor this month. And also in the second half hour, I will have some health news, and throughout the show I will have some music. So let's start the show with a song by the Lumineers, and the song is called Ophelia. And after this song we will hear the interview with Claude Charron about Friendship Day 2025.
When I was young, I should have known better, and I can't feel no remorse, and you don't feel nothing bad. Since the flood, oh, Ophelia, heaven help a fool who falls in love. I got a little paycheck, you got a big plan, and you gotta move, and
us now as someone who plays a key role in bringing the Lennoxville community together, the president of the Borough of Lennoxville. And with summer just around the corner, that means one of the community's most anticipated events is on the horizon, Friendship Day 2025. This beloved annual celebration brings people of all ages together with music, local vendors, delicious food, kids' games, and a whole lot of community spirit. It's a day that really captures the heart of Lennoxville. We're excited to hear what's in store for this year's event. Please welcome Claude Charron, president of the Borough of Lennoxville. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for The Cube, and today I'm really happy to welcome Claude Charron to the Townships at 12. Now, Claude is the president for the Borough of Lennoxville, and today we're going to be talking about Friendship Day 2025. Welcome, Claude.
Hi. Hi, Maureen. How are you doing?
I'm good. For people that never heard of Friendship Day in Lennoxville, could you tell us a bit about it and how it began?
Well, the origin is very interesting because, of course, I always try to promote our bilingual community. And in fact, that's one of the events that counts for that, because the previous council, I wasn't even involved in those days, but that's quite a while ago. Previous council, you know, used to get grants from the government for La Fête de Saint-Jean or Canada Day. Okay, and what the Lennoxville Council decided is that they said we're not going to do one or the other. We're not going to favor one or the other. So they came up with Friendship Day. So that replaces the Canada Day and our Fête de Saint-Jean there.
Okay, great idea. Why do you think this event has remained such an important tradition in the community?
Well, it's been going on for quite a while now, and it's important because that's what keeps our community going, is events. I mean, that's one of the strong points in Lennox, that we do have lots of events, and that's one of the main ones.
Mm-hmm, a lot of fun. When and where is Friendship Day happening this year?
So this year, June 7th, it's from 10 to 3 p.m. And it can start at Amédée Baudouin, a community hall there. There's going to be stuff up there, and usually the art groups up there and stuff like that. And Square Queen, of course, is going to be events there, stuff going on there. And at St. Antoine School also, you'll have some booths in there. And the Lennoxville Elementary School in Centennial Park there, there's going to be events there. So music and all kinds of little interesting things to do.
Okay, that sounds like a lot of fun. Now, what can people expect in terms of the music, performance, or anything special in the entertainment?
It's quite the mix. Mr. Hollis, Sydney Hollis is going to be there. And he's very popular. He does a lot of events at the Hut here in St. Francis. And he's very, he fills up the place. So that should be interesting. And that should be at the, under the pail, you know, the covered area there at the park. And, of course, there'll be, there's a new event this year, which is the, sort of, I guess, is a compromise with the parade, but the Fleury Macquart exhibition. With the Association of Antique and Sports Cars of Estrie. So they're going to have cars there. So, of course, if weather permits, that's another risk we don't know about. So so there's a few things coming up that are really, I think, interesting.
Okay, that's something new. That should be a lot of fun for people, a lot of people interested in cars. Yeah. Okay.
Yes. We used to have the clog dancers, but they're not there this year. So
okay,
they always move anyway. So, but the, I know there's a lot of stuff for the kids, you know, inflatable castles and games and mini farm at the LES and a lot more, I guess.
Okay.
What I find a big change in all this is I don't know if we celebrated our the erection of the new monument for the firefighters, the Lennoxville Firefighters Association, volunteer, I should say, firefighter association. And they used to be very involved in this event. They used to have a food truck and all kinds of animation. So they were involved historically too. So that I find is very, a big change. So we have to compensate for that.
Okay. Is Uplands going to be serving ice cream and cake, do you know?
I don't know if they're going to be there this year, but I know the booths that we're getting at Saint Antoine, they're selling off, so that should be full still. And so I'm expecting Uplands to serve. But the big deal also is that we do every year is that you got the curling club smoke meat. Yes. The smoke meat, which is very popular. They usually sell out. And it's real close by. It's right in front of, right between LES and St. Antoine School.
Okay, yeah, they are very popular. And I guess the Lennoxville Library will be there too with a book sale?
Yes, they don't miss out. They're always there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else special in the line of food vendors or anything like that?
Because food vendors, Danny's Popcorn Kettle Food Truck. Like he's been participating at Square Queen a lot too. And he also has a homemade lemonade. So I think it's appreciated from people because that's local.
It is. Nonprofit groups and organizations taking part.
Yes. Yes. Well, actually, the Women's Center is, that's a new participation, is really taking part this year. They're taking care of organizing the booths into the St. Antoine school there. So I can, if anybody wants to set up booths there, you can contact the Women's Center. You can go to email address, which is info@ldwc.ca if you want to contact them, or by phone, you're just they're easy to reach. And other organizations, I'm trying to think, I'm sure there are, I'm getting confused sometimes with Court Queen, and a lot of people participate there, so I have to separate these two events.
Okay, I would imagine the townshippers would be there too.
Yes, probably. They normally have a booth, yeah. That's right, townshippers normally have a booth, yeah.
Okay, so if anybody wants to have a booth, like in St. Antoine, they have some crafts or something for sale.
Contact the Women's Center. They're managing that part.
Yeah, Lennoxville and District Women's Center, and they are in the same building as the Hatley Clothing Store there, right next to the Maxi in Lennoxville.
Yeah, up there. Yeah.
Now, is the event on, rain or shine?
It is on, there ain't no shine. I wouldn't like to rain because, last year, I remember last year, the kids really loved the games out there. It was lineups, and it really popular, so I wouldn't recommend rain. So I'll try to order a sunny day.
Okay, that would be great. Okay.
Yes, because there's a lot going out outside. All the small farm is outside at LES there, so, and there's a big tent there, so you can do stuff inside too. So, and of course, there's going to be the booth inside of St. Antoine School. Sorry.
Okay, so petting zoo, that's always popular.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes. See, what goes on here, the booth inside is really interesting too, because it's all local stuff, you know. And so they, when you go there, you recognize everybody. And usually, like you say, townshippers there, and I remember all kinds of people there. It's really popular. I think the St. Francis
Valley Naturalist Club. Mm-hmm.
Yes, are there normally, and I wouldn't want to name them all because I'll miss them. So. And there's probably going to be a CJMQ booth too, right?
Oh, we definitely be there, CJMQ. And you're right about being local products. That's so important to support our own people around here.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. It is. It's a wonderful event. And, of course, it's accessible for wheelchairs and strollers because most of it is outside, I believe, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's quite, you have to walk maybe, 200-300 meters between Abbé des Baudouins and the Square Queen to the LES, so it's not very far, but it's a little stroll, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine that the street will be closed off.
Yes.
Okay.
But, the one thing I can say about this event, it's what we call, I'm going to be technical here, at the city, it's a patrimonial event. In other words, it's historically been here all this time, so we sort of have that right to hold this event all the time. So the city has an obligation to us. So I'm being, like I said, being a little technical there, but that's a factor because it's been going on for so long.
Mm-hmm. Good to know. Now, where can people park? Is there going to be a problem with parking on that day?
Well, normally they can park on the streets. There's usually all kinds of parking there up near Uplands and up the streets there. So, and on the other side, I wouldn't... there's a few parking, but I'd recommend people buying more parking more down the east side of Lennoxville.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if somebody wants to find out more details about Friendship Day, is Friendship Day on Facebook?
Yes, you are on Facebook, so Friendship Day, and there's an email too. So you got Facebook, you got Instagram page too, and you can go to on the website of the city. And if you have any questions, there's also an email there. It's Friendship Day, LENN. gmail.ca, and you'll probably find some information in the Sherbrooke Record too, because they usually report on this event and preparation.
Mm-hmm. They do a good job every year of reporting on it, so that is
they do have a few pages actually.
Yeah, go to the City of Sherbrooke's website too. Okay, what is your role going to be at Friendship Day this year, Claude?
Yeah. Usually volunteer.
Okay.
I usually help to set up the tables and transport things. We go there early in the morning and then just help out.
Mm-hmm.
And that night too, because people worked all day and then that night, at the end of the day, I should say, okay, we go pick up.
Okay. Are there fireworks this year?
No.
Okay.
No.
And no parade either, I guess?
No, that's the thing. We had a committee and volunteers is a rare breed, eh? Mm-hmm. But the good volunteers there, these guys were really good, but the good volunteers are involved in a lot of other things, so there's a lot of competition. So the parade is a big venture. It needs a lot of preparation, so they sort of put that aside. But what we're trying to do is we do have a community, a new community setting up, And that is very encouraging so that we can restart this parade because people miss it.
Are you still looking for volunteers for the rest of the day, the other activities and things?
Well, they always look for volunteers, yes. Mm-hmm. You can always come to the borough office, give your name, or you can email it to friendshipdaylenn@gmail.ca if you want to give your name. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Acceptable.
Okay, and lastly, what would you say to someone who's never been to Friendship Day before? Why should they come out this year?
Well, I think if you want to find out what our community is all about, I think that's one of the reasons, because all the people there are pretty well local. And so if you want to know our people, that's where to do it. And the kids, you can't mess with the kids. If it's really nice there, we'll have all these games. There was, zip line last year.
Okay.
Oh, I mean, kids love that.
Mm-hmm.
So for kids, it's excellent. And also teenagers, because there's going to be music. And the elders, too, because Mr. Allister, that's their type of music. Yeah, there's going to be quite a few things. So I think everyone needs to know about our community. I'm expecting a lot of politicians there, so we'll see.
Okay, that's good too. Okay, Friendship Day 2025. Anything else we left out, Claude, you'd like to add?
We covered it all, yeah.
Okay, well, thanks.
I don't want a personal advertisement, so I'll let it try.
Well, thanks very much, Claude. Claude Chamron, the president of the Borough of Lennoxville, talking today about Friendship Day 2025 happening on June 7th. So thanks very much, Claude, and all the best on the event.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Have
bye.
A nice day.
I don't know why, but I'm feeling low. Happened again, and I want you to know. Having my woman there is good for my soul. I try to be strong, but I got demons. So can I lean on you? I need a strong heart and a self-touch. And you're the one when I want love. It's you and only you who can be taking away the shit that I go through each and every day. When I'm alone with you, you make better again, yeah. Your arms are where I wanna remain. Catch my hand, she starts to say, hey baby, we can dance slowly. My darling, I'll be all you need. I know it hasn't been your day. Oh wee, oh wee, oh wee. So put it all on me. Oh my darling, put your worries on me. Can't judge it cause I feel the same thing. And I'm here for whenever you need, you need, you need. To put it all on me. Some shit don't need an explanation, baby. I try to be strong, but I got demons. So can I lean on you? I need a strong heart and a soft touch. And you're the one when I want love. It's you and only you that can be taking away the shit that I go through each and every day. Baby, because
That was Ed Sheeran featuring Ella May, and the song is called Put It All On Me. And next up, we have some community event announcements for you here on the Townships at 12. Mark your calendars, everybody. June 7th, it's a Saturday, and it is Friendship Day 2025 in Lenoxville. The fun starts at 10 a.m. There's another event coming up at the Black Cat Bookstore in Lenoxville. Saturday, May 17th from 2 to 4 p.m., Black Cat Books, located at 168 E Queen Street in Lenoxville, is hosting graphic novelist Jeff McIntyre for a new chapter launch and book signing event. In addition to writing and illustrating graphic novels, McIntyre's long format features have been nationally syndicated in newspapers across Canada, including publications like the Montreal Gazette, Ottawa Citizen, Calgary Herald, Vancouver Province Sun, Edmonton Journal, Victoria Times columnist, and many more. His work has been widely recognized by Canadian Geographic magazine, CBC, CTV, Rogers, and numerous newspapers and magazines, including our own Township Sun. McIntyre's graphic novel series, Salmon Run, is a compelling rock and roll road story about being on the run to shake off and outpace the wolves that hunt mental health. The story continues on May 17th at Black Cat Books with a special release on the fourth chapter in the adult graphic novel series. For the celebration of the 50th anniversary of the Bolin Museum, the Board of Directors and Management are pleased to invite the entire local and regional population to Festive Day, taking place on Sunday, May 18th, 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Come with your family, partner, or alone to experience moments of entertainment and fun. There'll be music, self-guided tour of the exhibits, activities for young people, exhibits of creation by students, quilting demonstrations, demonstrations by artists, handicraft items, and delicious food, and more surprises. So again, that's the Bolin Museum out in Quiticook, Sunday, May 18th, 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and there is no entrance fee. La Fête de Vélo de Sherbrooke is coming to Lenoxville on May 24th. Free family-friendly activities will be happening from 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at Square Queen and on Samuel Gratham Street. Open to everybody, music, kiosks, entertainment, food, and bike-themed activities await you. At 1 p.m., don't miss the English Conference on Spring Bicycle Maintenance. Perfect to get your bike ready for the season. Come out with your family, check out the activities, and celebrate cycling. Coming up for Lenoxville Elementary School. Bring your lawn chairs, grab your blankets, and join them at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday, May 24th at Centennial Park for their annual Lenoxville Elementary School Movie Night in the Park. This year's movie, Sonic 3. Students, parents, grandparents, neighbors, friends, everyone is welcome. And they will be serving free popcorn. In case of rain, they will move into the Lenoxville Elementary School gym. And there's lots coming up at the ANAF Unit 318, The Hut. Friday, May 23rd, 7 p.m., there's a conference, War Doctor, the former Canadian Armed Forces Medical Officer, Mark Dufay. You must be 18 years and older to attend the conference. And they are accepting donations to support the War Museum. There's a dance with Slightly Haggard, Saturday, May 24th, 8 p.m. Everybody 18 years and over is welcome. There's a benefit dance in honor of Andrew McLaughlin, Friday, 29th of May, 7:30 to 11:30 p.m. The band is Slightly Haggard. Everyone 18 years and over is welcome. Grave decoration service, Sunday, June 1st, 11 a.m., honoring Grant Taylor. This happens at the Eaton Corner Cemetery. Darts, military whist, cribbage, shuffleboard, billiards, benefit dances, an outstanding museum, and a calm place to sit and socialize, open to the community. All these things and more are brought to you by the members of the Anavets number 318. Volunteers are always needed for many of the projects they have going. Step up and get involved. They have 72 years of serving our veterans and our community. And if you belong to a nonprofit organization, you have an event coming up, we would love to get the word out for free. Just please give me an email describing the event, cjmqnews@gmail.com or cjmqnews@yahoo.ca. I'd like to thank my guest in the first half hour today, Claude Cherrel, president of the Borough of Lenoxville, for telling us all about Friendship Day coming up on June 7th. Don't miss out. We will take a break and hear the news with Derek Bullard, And we will be right back with part two of the Townships at 12 for today. And in part two today, I will be talking with Ross Murray, who has taken on the role of the guest editor this month for the Township Sun. We will close part one of the show today with a song called Celebration, and it's by Kool and the Gang.
Let's celebrate. It's all right.